CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
What time is it now?
It is exactly 20 seconds before 7 o'clock.
Hand me the phone.
Honey, why don't you finish your breakfast first?
No, hand me the phone. The camp booklet said that at 7 o'clock sharp, the campers march into the dining room for breakfast.
Well, Dora, give her a few minutes to get there. You know, Betsy's always late.
Oh, but she's on time at camp, as I recall. You have to be. Honestly, 1 week she's been away from us. I know it's silly, but I hardly slept all night waiting to call her this morning.
Yeah, I hardly slept either, just thinking about trying to call her again. When I think of what we went through yesterday...
Oh, well. Gee, honestly, that Dickens hasn't even written us. First time she's ever been away, I could... Hello? Hello? I want to speak to Betsy Piper, camp number 78, unit group 4, tent 17.
Boy, you'd think she was in the army.
Her mother and father are calling. Yes.
Peachex, what's the matter? Did you get disconnected?
No, the girl just said I keep ringing the dining room in the main lodge, Mrs. Piper, but nobody answers.
Well, somebody must be there. You said the kids had breakfast at 7.
Yes, but dear, with 80 children clamoring in to eat, I expect it's rather noisy. Maybe they don't hear the phone. Hello? Hello? Yes? Yes, I want to speak, please, to... I want to speak to Betsy Piper. Piper. P-I-P-E-R. Oh, well, I don't know what her dining room number is. Her individual number is 78. What do you mean that's no good? Well, her unit group number is 4. She's in tent 17. I'm her mother.
This is the first and last time Betsy goes to summer camp. I don't think I can go through it again. Has everything in this world gotten so involved that you can't...
Yes, thank you. After all that, I heard somebody just scream, Betsy Piper, telephone, it's your mother. And I heard everybody groan, your mother.
I guess it doesn't change so much after all.
You think she's missed us?
Now, look, darling, don't be disappointed if she's not as enthusiastic as you are about talking to her. I mean, she's having fun. First time she's been away from home. She's trying her wings for the first time.
I know, and I want her to, you know, but at the same time...
Now, darling, take my advice. Don't get sentimental.
I know,
she'll hate that.
I know.
And don't criticize her. Don't criticize her.
No.
Don't bother
her.
No nagging.
No.
Just be very casual.
Yes.
It's nice to talk to you. We miss you. Hope you're having a good time, you know, that sort of thing.
I know. I'll try to sound more like a sister so she doesn't hate me.
Oh, not cut it out with you. You know what I mean.
I know, dear, and I will. I think you're right. I'll be very, very casual, but... Hello! Hello, baby girl!
Oh,
are you doing? What do you mean, what do I want? What do I want? I want to say hello, dear. See how you are. Are you having a good time? Fine. You made lots of new friends? Well, how's the food, dear? It is. Well, what's so wonderful about it?
Oh, boy.
I see. Loves everything they serve. Can't get enough. Best food she's ever had in her life.
Well, that makes you feel good.
Well, we have macaroni and cheese, Betsy. You never touch it.
Now, darling, don't get your back up. Here, let me talk
to you. For heaven's sake, we have vegetable soup all the time, Betsy, and I make it. It is homemade, which is certainly far better.
Honey,
than some of...
now.
Were you wearing your boots so you don't get your feet wet? Well, don't say yes like that. Your father and I haven't heard one word from you, and I have the postcards all addressed. All you had to do was just... Busy doing what? Well, that's what Mommy wants to hear. What have you been doing? You don't get... Oh, and listen, with all Mommy and Daddy had to do to get you off the camp at a moment's notice, I asked you to pack your toothbrush and toothpaste, but today I noticed all three of your toothbrushes and haven't you brushed your teeth for a week? Now, you listen to me. Now, you listen to me.
Honey, Betsy. Leave her alone. You'll just get her...
She hasn't brushed her teeth for a week.
Well...
Betsy, you go to the infirmary and see if the nurse has a new toothbrush that you can buy. Daddy gave you money. I don't care if it's for candy or not. You use it for a toothbrush. You know what the dentist said about
let
not eating
quite...
wait a minute. Just wait a minute.
Will you let me have the
hasn't
phone?
Hasn't brushed her teeth for a week and refuses to use her spending money.
Hello. Hello, Betsy. This is Daddy. Sam Hill, what'd it be at 7 o'clock in the morning? Who's this, she says.
Out here.
Listen, Betsy, listen to me. Use the money to buy a new toothbrush, as your mother says, and I will send you some more. What? Says, why don't we send her a new toothbrush instead?
Because it wouldn't get there before tomorrow, and I want her to brush her teeth so that... Oh, you got the things I want to talk to her about at all. Does she miss us?
Betsy, wait a minute. I didn't say goodbye. I want to talk to you. Mommy and Daddy and Bobby miss you so much that we... What? I don't do what right?
What's the matter? What'd she say?
Now, look here, young lady. Your daddy is an excellent swimmer. Well, I don't care what your swimming teacher says. Now, look here. Look here, young lady. I don't care if your unit leader is waving at you, and I don't care if you are one of the passer-outers. Now, you listen to your father.
More from the couple next door in just a moment.
I hope supper's not spoiled, Jim.
Sorry I'm late, but we're taking inventory. With the nagging backache I've had and sleepless nights it gives me, I'm all dragged out.
You've been complaining of backache long enough. Don't you want to get relief?
Of course. But how?
Try Doane's pills.
Right. Doane's pills are an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's pills today. To save money, buy Doane's big economy size.
Now, darling, stop crying and eat your toast. It's getting cold.
Oh, I'm not crying. I'm just so mad at myself. The phone call didn't go at all the way I planned. I was just what you said not to be. Unpleasant, bossy, criticizing, nagging, won't kill her, I suppose, if she's gone a week without brushing her teeth. Do you suppose she's even changed her stock?
I don't know. The idea of her telling me, I don't know how to do the crawl. I was on the swimming team in college, and...
How's the food, I said. Oh, wonderful, she says. Best food I ever had. We have macaroni and cheese. Macaroni and cheese. I fixed it. She's never liked it.
You don't breathe right, she said to me. I told my swimming teacher how my daddy does the crawl, and she says, you don't breathe right.
Yeah. Oh, we have the most heavenly vegetable soup, she says to me. Now, you know it comes out of cans for 80 children, and while it may be good, you have always said that my vegetable soup was the best you ever had, dear, you know?
Yeah, it is. I guess it is, but you don't do your legs right, Daddy, she says.
You guess? You have always raved about my homemade vegetable soup. Always.
Oh, yes. Right. Oh, jolly. That was wonderful to hear her voice, huh?
Yes. But wait till I get her home again.
Yeah, me too.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins, thank you.